This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:49, up 3 on the open March, 5:58, up 3. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 551, up 8.5 on the open March, 550 up 5.5, May 525 up 2.5, July 469 up 4.5, September 468 up 1 on the open. December corn opened at 324.5, up 7.75 on the open. March 3.32 up 5.5. May 3.36.5 up 4. July 3.39.5 up 5.25. Redline December 3.24 up 3 on the open. December oats open at 2.39.5 up 1.5 on the open. March 2.47.5 up 4.5. November beans opened at 5.95.5, up 6.5 on the open. January 6.10 up 6.5. March 6.20 up 6.75. May 6.26.5 up 5. July 6.36.5 up 5.25. Redline November 6.53 up 5.75 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 180.80, up 2.30 on the open. January, 181.70, up 2.50. December soybean oil opened at 25.15, up 22 on the open. January, 25.55, up 24. At the Merck, October feeders opened at 107.25, down 60 on the open. November, 105 down 67.5. January, 104 down 40 on the open. October live cattle opened at 87.60, unchanged on the open. December, 87.30 down 12.5. February, 90 even down 5. April, 89.52.5, unchanged. December lean hogs opened at 60.75, down 5 on the open. February, 62.95 down 27.5. April 64.20 down 47.5 on the open, and February bellies open at 88.62.5, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
December corn now at 3.23, up 6.25. It's been as high as 3.24.5 this morning. That is your new contract high. Why are we seeing some more go-go in the corn pit today?
Why are we seeing some more go-go in the corn pit? Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, that's a good question. And we're going to try to answer, but we're not sure we're going to. There's 41% of the crop harvested. We're falling behind in the eastern belt. We're a little farther along in the western belt. So we're getting close to that half-done mark, and a lot of people haven't accomplished buying as much as they'd like to have for some of their ethanol plants, for some of their usage. And we see continued good export numbers and good export sales. Yesterday we don't quite understand it. FC Stone come out with a big news wire article that said we need to continue to fight for acreage because we're going to need more corn acres for 07. I thought we all knew that. And we've got a lot of ethanol plants wanting to make sure they lock in some prices before it gets above 350, which is a lot of break-even levels. So along with that, no sellers. Here we go.
Well, we're hearing numbers that are just outrageous. I mean, in terms of what's needed for corn next year, Mr. Wisner from the Iowa State University said we needed 8 million corn acres for ethanol. I'm now seeing numbers as high as 10 million acres. What do you think the reality is?
The reality will be how many acres we plant, because we aren't going to have any more than what we plant. Can we buy how many more acres and what level it will take to get us there? I'm not sure, Dave, but I think there's going to be a point of economic concern along the way. I think we're seeing beans rally today because they don't want to give up so many acres. for the thought of biodiesel and feed needs also. Another thing we're doing right now with the bean price is I think we're planting more acres in Brazil and Argentina right now. Those acres that they were talking about abandoning at these levels are probably profitable to put back out again.
Let's ask you some producer questions. This morning I checked with our local grain elevator, 308 cash. Do we sell off the combines today, things we're not putting in our home storage, our on-farm storage?
I think you do, Dave. You know, like I say, there's all sorts. At that sort of price and that good basis, if you want to re-own it for a move up from here, use a call option. And we're not even saying use futures, because I think that it is just, it's risky at these levels. We're at points where we're not used to being, and the volatility is high. The options are expensive, but I think, you know, and if you don't want to spend all of it for just plain call, why we, to replace things, why you look at a bull call spread. But there's no reason to probably to bin this stuff and pay commercial storage.
Or maybe you put a floor under it with some puts?
Good idea also. I mean, and I'm not thinking it's a bad idea for some of these guys that are putting in their home storage to look at some puts once we get up to levels over 325 on the D's corn here.
I was kind of looking at some spreads yesterday, and I was kind of thinking that maybe, oh, I don't know, something along the lines of a 330 call, buy a 330 call, sell a 370 call, something along those lines might make you a couple bucks.
Nothing wrong with that, Dave. Fact of the matter is, I believe if you check our fill sheet from yesterday, we did some of those. So can't argue with what we've been doing.
What about the wheat? Where does up in the wheat end? Because, after all, it was the wheat that kind of started all of this.
I agree. The wheat did it, but it came from the drought in Australia. Wheat is a lot of times has been a substitute for corn in the feed wheat market. It also shortened up and helped get some much-needed demand for our way, way oversupply of soft red wheat that's now evaporating. So, you know, it was the drought down there that took the feed wheat away that helped the corn market and everything, too. So wildness, also the pit. We hated to see what happened in the wheat pit and the number of people and the toll that it took and the liquidity. Yesterday on the close, there was a 15 to 17 cent closing range in the D's wheat because of one MOC order, and the locals backing away from filling it because the ones that used to fill it are not in the pit anymore and have given up after what happened. But the wheat, there are people, I think it was on one of the wires this morning, said during the Jan to March time frame, we could see $6 wheat.
It's interesting because if you look at carryover, Australia not so bad off as one might imagine, a 9 million metric ton carryover. Usually it's around 3 million metric tons.
You know, so, you know, we say all this, but, the world supply of wheat is short. It is tight, but boy, is there a lot of acres of wheat being planted. It's hard to find good wheat seed most anywhere you go. We talked to our people in the Mid-South, and a lot of wheat acres being added that weren't there last year. So, you know, in a year, we might be in a lot better situation wheat-wise. And remember, if it's the Mid-South and down there, Dave, there can be double crop beans, and that can be a lot of our bean acres coming back there.
I guess the play then that I heard on Commodity Week might be the smart one, and that might be long soybeans, short wheat at some point.
I can't argue with it. Don't know that it'll work for sure, but can't argue with that on a light basis.
What are you seeing over at the Merck today?
The Merck today, well, the early calls were for a little better cattle and about steady hogs. I think that as we take a look at things here today, the hog market's going to be looking at the cash market, trying to see, you know, what's going on there. We're just slightly higher in the live cattle now. And, of course, the hogs are continuing to ease. Seasonally, this is the time period where we see hogs go on down for a little while. So seasonally, they're going on down. But, yeah, we're seeing some pretty good strong pork demand, too.
I guess USDA may have underestimated supply in their last quarterly report.
Well, you know, they're the best we have, and they're better than any other country at doing that, but sometimes they do have some problems.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the current tick, December wheat in Kansas City, 553 up 7 at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 551.5 up 9. March, 550 up 5.5. December corn, 323.25 up 6.5. March, 333 up 6.5. May, 337.5 up 5. July, 341.25 up 7. Nov's soybeans, 599 up 10. January 6, 12.75 up 9.5. March, 623 up 9.75. Nov's, 657 up 9.75. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.